You're listening to the Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. And we've now finally seen what we were expecting all along. Simon, China is retaliating against the trade, the tariffs and the restrictions that the Americans have placed on Chinese and others, steel and aluminium. So now the Chinese are raising tariffs on US pork, fruit and other products. The question, of course, for us in Asia is what impact is it going to have on us?
Yes, so nobody's really surprised that China came back in response to Trump's rather aggressive trade policy. And the tariffs that they've announced actually only apply to about 2% of US exports to China. So
That's Chinese tariffs applied to 2%,
yes.
Right?
So it's not massive at this point, but it clearly signals that the Chinese are prepared to do more if things escalate. You know, we've talked previously about the fact that Asia now is facing a time of higher risk. It's everywhere you look around you, there are things happening that could potentially cause the business environment to get tougher. At the moment, growth is still solid in this region. But if I look at Fed policy on raising interest rates, if I look at a general reduction in liquidity as a result of reduction in corporate lending, I start to see pressure on cash flow and in particular pressure on receivables, which is something that we at Riyabu obviously take a very close interest in.
Yes.
Already across much of the region, companies, particularly companies that do not have an advantageous position in a particular supply chain, are seeing that their customers are delaying payments. Singapore, interestingly, has one of the worst records in the region in terms of lengthening payment terms. Yeah.
Well, fortunately, we don't export much pork or apples. In fact, none at all. Just before we get onto that, though, do you think that the Chinese are trying to hit Donald Trump where it hurts? Because presumably a lot of those farmers voted for Trump.
I doubt that the Chinese want any kind of trade war. But, you know, they can't, because it's in the international media, they can't be seen to be doing nothing. They're going to hope. There have been a number of examples of Trumpian initiatives where he's come out full of sand and fury and then settled for something that is considerably less. In fact, that's his real estate negotiating style. If you look at what happened with Korea last week, you know, there was great threats were made about steel tariffs and so on and so forth. In the event, it all settled down and a sensible compromise was reached where the South Koreans had to compromise a little bit, but at the end of the day, they avoided tariffs completely on anything. So I hope very much that this dialogue will go the same way.
Overall, though, I guess this is just the touch point to the whole conversation around trade and reduction in trade. Just remind us quickly why it's so important for countries not to put up trade barriers.
Well, you know, the evidence is debatable, but broadly the evidence seems to show that if you have free trade, overall economic activity goes up. It's as simple as that. It encourages people to trade more, it creates more opportunities, and obviously it ties up less money and unnecessary cost. So over time, free trade is beneficial to all.
And is there a time when tariffs are beneficial, for example, to protect domestic industries?
Well, it's never a simple discussion. Of course, many countries that advocate free trade are already in quite a strong position. The U.S., of course, being the world's largest economy, but the U.S. incubated its own economy in the 19th century in an environment of quite stringent tariffs, which itself it imposed. Yeah, so the U.S. has not been by any means always a fan of free trade. The reality is that one of the problems with this binary view that Trump seems to take of everything is that there are always winners and losers in every negotiation. You can't have a free trade agreement covering all or most products and expect to win on everything. I mean, if you did, at the end of the day, nobody else would sign the agreement. So what's behind the notion of free trade is that broadly over time, everybody will benefit from an increased trade flow, yeah? What individual participants have to assess is whether in the near term, the price that they have to pay for that is acceptably low, yeah, or unacceptably high.
All right, so back to Riyabu, and first in line to get paid. Obviously, we're keen for all members to make sure that they actually get their bills paid first. In an environment of trade tariffs, of trade restrictions like the ones that we're seeing now, is that in any way hindered or hampered? In other words, can people expect to get paid later as well?
Well, look, this creates a perception of risk. You know, anyone that's thinking of doing business in the region, and China is massively important in Southeast Asia. You know, many Singapore companies, for example, have close relationships with Chinese companies, either because they're selling stuff or they're buying stuff or whatever it happens to be. You know, those supply chains in Asia that 30 years ago were distant are now extremely closely linked and are becoming more closely linked as the years go by. So no one is going to look at the possibility of a trade war in China and not be worried. Near term, you need to accept that risks are higher. If things get really bad, you might see a reduction in economic activity. But anyway, we're in a global situation where because of Fed and European policy, interest rates are going up. And as a result of that, you're going to see more money because basically governments aren't buying bonds anymore. So this means that more private money and institutional money goes into those bonds. The surplus cash that's been available for cheap corporate lending for a long time now is slowly diminishing. And what that means is it's going to be tougher and tougher and tougher to fund balance sheets. The money will be harder to get and the interest rates will be higher. So when you're looking at being in a situation where you can't exert significant pressure on your customers and they're paying you later and later and later, at the very least, it's going to cost you profit and sleepless nights. If you're really unlucky, it may be an existential threat, because as you know, the reason that most companies fail is not that they can't find customers, it's to do with working capital. As they get bigger, as they grow, the amount of money that they need to sustain the business day to day, with a few exceptions, in most sectors, goes up. And if you don't plan for that, you're in trouble. So obviously at Riabu, our view is that the more transparency there is around how companies are paid, and the more that companies who are selling to other companies are disciplined about the way that they plan their order to cash and execute it, the more they can ensure that they are the first in line to get paid, the first in line to get the customer's attention. We're here to help companies like that understand what it takes to be first in line, understand how the way that they get paid stacks up against their competitors and the sector, and make plans to ensure that they are first in line. Yeah.
And if Donald Trump ever comes a knocking and wants to impose some tariffs, what would you say to him in a nice American accent?
Well, I don't think that Donald Trump is a great listener, to be perfectly honest. I mean, you know, the issue with Donald Trump, this is not related to payment, but I have said this a number of times, is it's a mistake to reduce relationships with countries or human beings to a dollars and cents discussion, because it's more complicated than that. You know, everybody in this region has a long-term interest in having a stable relationship with the USA. You know, to have this kind of brinkmanship, you know, in places like Korea, where you've got big armies pointing guns at each other, is not something that anyone should be comfortable about. To the extent that there are better ways to deal with trade and other issues, the better ways should be followed.
All right, and we're going to follow our way to lunch. Thank you very much. Okay. Simon Littlewood.
Is that all right? It's a bit long-winded.